All right. Today's story is pure madness. It's about Trump's massive plane from Qatar, a gift they said was free and a wonderful gift. And why wouldn't we take a free gift? Except it's not free because making it flyable for the president's use will cost taxpayers over $1 billion. Yes, there's new reports that it may be well over $1 billion. So this isn't about transportation for the president. This is about power and privilege and pay-to-play corruption. While everyday Americans are struggling to afford basic care, Trump is flying high on foreign-funded luxury, and you're paying the bill. So let's break it down, because once you hear the full story, you'll be just as outraged as I am right now. Make sure to like and subscribe for new episodes every day right here on YouTube. Let's get into it. All right, welcome in. So again, today's story is about that free plane from Qatar that Trump negotiated that's actually going to cost us about $1 billion. So let's start with the claim itself, right? Trump is accepting a Boeing 747-8 from Qatar's monarchy, marketed as an unconditional gift. But here's the catch. According to new administration documents, the U.S. will have to spend over $1 billion to retrofit it and secure it for presidential travel. $1 billion for the free plane that all of us said months ago wasn't free. Now we have proof. These upgrades include military-grade secure communication systems, advanced anti-missile countermeasures, extensive interior renovations, likely including Trump's taste for gold trim and plush leather like he ruined the Oval Office with, structural upgrades for military resilience, flight control and cybersecurity systems, and much more. So no, this isn't a gift. This is a liability for us dressed as a luxury. You don't gift somebody a race car that needs a $1 billion engine to move. You offload a problem and call it a favor. And who's paying for all of it? Not Qatar, but you and me, our tax dollars. So when Trump says this is a free plane, he's wrong. And when he says it's a good deal, why wouldn't we take it? We wouldn't take it because it's costing us $1 billion for something we're already doing. And that's the important point here as we move to our next segment. This is double dipping because the other Air Force One planes are in production, which makes this even more outrageous. The U.S. government already has not one, but two new Air Force One jets under development with Boeing, a $5.3 billion program signed years ago and still on track. So why do we need another luxury presidential jet? Of course, the answer is we don't, but this is about his ego, right? Trump wants his own plane, bigger, flashier, foreign-funded, and now American-funded, so he can travel the world in a branded, gold-encrusted monument to himself for perpetuity. Right, this isn't about statecraft. This is about self-worship and taxpayer exploitation. And by the way, it's also a violation of the Emoluments Clause and completely illegal. Right, let's talk about the Constitution. The Emoluments Clause exists to prevent presidents from receiving foreign gifts or money from foreign governments for obvious reasons. We do not want our commander-in-chief compromised by foreign interests. This is why the Emoluments Clause was written in the 1700s. We just overthrew a king. We were so worried as a country about our president being a pawn of a foreign nation much bigger than ours. And so we put in the Emoluments Clause to prevent this and to allow the Congress to remove that president through an impeachment on constitutional grounds. Trump's already violated this clause multiple times during his presidency, from foreign diplomats staying at Trump hotels to business deals in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and even China. And now he's accepting a massive multi-million-dollar plane from Qatar, a foreign government with deep lobbying interests in the United States. It's a textbook emoluments violation, right? Congress never approved it. Ethics watchdogs weren't consulted, and Trump is already pushing for it to fly by the end of next year. If a Democratic president accepted a laptop from Ukraine, the right would erupt in outrage. But with Trump, he can accept a plane worth $400 million, now going to be worth well more than $1.4 billion after we put $1 billion in. But with Trump, the silence is deafening. And what makes it even more egregious is that Pam Bondi has a Qatar connection. This is all corrupt. Let's talk about who approved this whole scheme, right? The administration needed a legal opinion saying the gift was above board. So who did they ask? They asked Pam Bondi, the attorney general, the same Pam Bondi who was paid $115,000 a month, not a year, a month to lobby on behalf of Qatar, obviously a close Trump ally, and had zero business ruling on the legality of a gift from her former client. Basic ethics from high school shows that she should have recused herself, but she didn't. And this is the definition of a conflict of interest. Bondi should have recused herself immediately. Instead, she signed off and paved the way for this billion-dollar boondoggle. And this is what happens when the ethics are optional and loyalty to Trump trumps everything. And of course, what makes it even more egregious is that Qatar's deals and Trump's $5.5 billion golf course makes this thing corrupt on its face. If you're wondering why Qatar is so generous with Trump, don't. Because Trump is also in talks to build a $5.5 billion mega golf resort in Qatar, one of the most expensive golf developments in the world. So let's do the math. Qatar gives Trump a luxury plane. Trump's Department of Justice bends over backwards to approve it. Pam Bondi signs off, despite being a former Qatar lobbyist. We still don't know what Kash Patel, the FBI director, did for Qatar and how much he was paid. And Trump gets his $5.5 billion golf course approved. And this is not coincidence. This is transaction. Qatar is investing in Trump. And Trump is repaying the favor with American credibility, with military priorities, and with global trust. And of course, the nuclear fund raid talks about how we're really paying for it. And here's the biggest jaw dropper, and to me, the most egregious part of this all, is that according to Pentagon officials, nearly $1 billion was recently diverted from a program intended to modernize America's nuclear weapons, and that money is now being used to retrofit Trump's Qatari jet. Think about that. America's nuclear deterrent, our most important national security program, had funding raided so Trump could have a flying palace. We're putting gold trim on a plane while delaying upgrades to nuclear command systems. This is not just stupid, it's reckless and it's dangerous, and it shows just how warped our government's priorities have become under Trump. Which brings us to the most disgraceful part of this entire thing, is that we are paying for it, and yet we're having our services cut, right? While we're funding $1 billion to retrofit a Trump vanity jet, here's what's happening to regular people like you and me across the country. Medicaid programs are being slashed, so people can't go to the doctor. Social services are underfunded, so people can't get the services they need. Rural hospitals are closing. SNAP benefits being cut. Kids can't eat in school. Public education funding is being cut. Veterans are waiting way too long for basic care. And for what? So Trump can sip Diet Coke at 40,000 feet on a Qatari jet outfitted with taxpayer-funded gold sinks and toilets? This is the true cost of Trumpism. This is government for the few, funded by the many. And they'll say, we're broke when it's time to help your kids, or it's time for you to go to the doctor, or it's time for new infrastructure. But when it's time to help Trump, there's always money. Which is why this is really the flying palace of corruption. Because let's be clear, this plane is not about diplomacy. It's not about security. It's not even about transportation. It's about one thing, Trump's ego and his willingness to let foreign powers fund it in exchange for influence. And if we do not stop it now, it sets a dangerous precedent. A precedent where foreign governments buy favor with jets and golf courses. What's next? If Qatar can buy Trump with a plane, what happens next? Does Saudi Arabia buy him a yacht? Right, what happens next? Right, this is a precedent where U.S. officials rubber stamp corruption, even if they're part of the inner circle, and a precedent where billionaires get billion-dollar toys while working families get nothing. This is outrageous, it's egregious, it's offensive, and it must stop here, and it must stop now.